First, we are joined by a safety for the Green Bay Packers. He had four tackles in yesterday's win over the Rams. For the season, 67 tackles, six passes defensed, a couple of INTs. Played his college ball at Penn State. He was the 142nd pick overall in 2015. The Packers are 9-3. They're in first in the division, and they're hosting Chicago on December 12th. Adrian Amos is my guest. Adrian, great to have you on. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, dude, good. Really good to have you. So let me first start by asking you, you had an enormous play late in the first half when you made that stop on 4th-and-1. Really an incredible play, and one that set up the offense to score points on the next drive. Can you tell me what you saw on that play? Was that just strictly a reaction, or was that the result of some intense film study?
It was a little bit of both. During the week, we got a couple tips from Coach Gray. About the run game and on 4th-and-short, and when I saw the play going to the right a little bit, I said I'm gonna shoot my gun. I said either way, I'm gonna shoot this gap and see what happened. But yeah, it was a 4th-down stop, and it was good to get us off the field on 4th-down.
No doubt. Adrian Amos joining us. You know, you had faced Matthew Stafford a number of times in the NFC North. So from a preparation standpoint, what's it like when you go up against a guy that you know well but who's now in a different system?
You have to look more towards the system. With an offense like that, they're a similar offense today to what they were last year on the Rams. You have a different quarterback that can make different throws. That's what you look at when you look at a particular player. You look at what types of throws can he make, what does he like to do, how does he like to look off. But you have to prepare for the scheme more so.
We're talking to Adrian Amos. That makes sense to me. And then you've got Rasul Douglas, right? He had a pick six off Stafford late in the third quarter, and that gave you a 36-17 lead. I'm curious, what were you thinking as that play unfolded, and then how huge a moment was that?
It was a great play. It was a great play by him. He does a lot of film study, and he was playing real aggressive yesterday, and that was a big play. I think that was our first touchdown as a defense this year, and it was a big play in the game. I think we could have finished the game out a little bit better, so it can stay at that 17 mark. But all in all, that was still a big play and huge for our win.
In fact, he had that huge interception in the win over Arizona as well, and then that pick six. Right. So he's made a big difference already. What about the defense overall? When the defense is healthy and it's playing at its best, how good is this unit?
We can be as good as we want to be. We have all the pieces. We all have all the tools. We play together. We just have to be more consistent each and every play. We had two plays that we would want back from yesterday that we would want back. But as we continue to get even more healthy, we still have a lot of our top guys that are hurt as well. But people that are stepping in have been great for us, and I think the sky's the limit. We get this rest. This is going to be big for us this bye week, and then get back to this final stretch.
Adrian Amos is joining us. So you mentioned the bye. What about that? You've got the bye before you face the Bears. So how do you plan on spending that bye week yourself, and then how valuable is it to get some time off at this point of the season?
Man, just relaxing. That's the key. Just relaxing. Staying a little active, but mostly getting off my feet, recovering. I like to watch all my clips from the first half of the season or before the bye, and just watch myself, just see little things that I can pay attention to more when we come back. But mostly relaxing and getting that body right.
I think that's pretty interesting. So when you come back, you'll have 5 games left. Normally you'd be looking at 4 games left in the regular season. So how does it feel to you to have a 17-game regular season instead of 16? What's that like now?
You just got to take it one game at a time. Just take it as in, last year, you expect to be, have playoff games too. So, you have to play more games anyway. So, it's no point of, we complain about that in the off season, but during the season now, we just in it. We got to take it one game at a time, and it's coming, and just another opportunity to put ourselves in a great standings heading into the playoffs.
Did you get to play some mental gymnastics to kind of get yourself to a place of, oh, great, now we have to do that as opposed to, or no, now we get to do that instead of
For sure.
having to do that? Is there some of that going on?
For sure, for sure. You know, that's what I mean when I say as far as, you know, it's another opportunity now. There's another opportunity to place ourselves in a position, you know, to, you know, have the NFC come through Lambeau. So, you know, that's another opportunity, another chance. And then, you know, hopefully, you know, yeah, like I said, everything come through Lambeau. And I think that's going to be, you know, that's always our goal. But it's one step at a time. So we got this bye week, and then we got Chicago.
Adrian Amos is joining us. You know, you mentioned having to come through Lambeau. That's obviously the key, right? You're playing for that. You want them to come to your house. I mean, you want the bye, but you want that game at home. What's it like late in the year, that time of year, to have teams come in and deal with the elements of Lambeau? How challenging is that for the opposition? And can you kind of see it on them when they come in and they see what they're up against?
Oh, for sure. That's to anybody. It's cold, but you have to, like, you know, even with us, we just have to lock in mentally. I don't think you necessarily get used to the cold, but it's just about learning how to deal with the elements. And when people come here, it's just a different. You think you know it, you think you got it, but then when you really in those elements, it's, you know, it's a different story. The hits hurt a little bit more. The scrapes hurt, you know what I'm saying, it hurt a little bit more. And the ball is actually harder as well, like, you know what I'm saying, to catch, to throw, different things like that. So, you know, I think, you know, that's to our advantage if people have to come here.
Dude, I think that's actually an awesome description. Like, for instance, I've got nothing to compare it to, obviously, because I don't do that. But I've been in cold weather. Like, I did some work, Adrian, for CBS at the AFC Championship game in Kansas City. Dude, I was outside for like a half hour, and I'm still not right. A couple years later, I didn't hit anybody. Nobody hit me. I didn't have to do jack, but talking to a camera for like 2 minutes, and I'm still not right 2 years later. So, I mean, I understand you get to go to the bench. I understand they're big heaters, they're big jackets. But in terms of getting ready for the elements, is there really anything you can do, or just kind of go mind over matter?
It's really that mind over matter. You got little techniques that you do as far as, you know, I'm not going to tell you all my tricks that I do before I go out there.
I got you.
You know, to stay warm. But, you know, it's just different things that you just get accustomed to. I wouldn't say that you just all the way, you don't feel it, because, yes, you know, we're cold too. But it's just something that you have to, you know what I'm saying, you have to have it in your mind. You have to have your plan, you know, to go out there and handle those elements.
All right, so I can tell you're locked in, so you probably aren't spending a lot of time looking back on what you've accomplished since you got there. But yesterday was your 100th NFL start, and probably when it's all said and done, you'll think about these numbers and what you've accumulated in terms of career stats over your entire football life. But that's a big number in and of itself. What's that milestone mean to you right now? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, you know, when I played the game yesterday, after the game, you know, I just think about the blessings that it, you know, it took to get here. Sometimes when you're in the moment, you don't understand, you know, how big that is to be able to actually even just be healthy enough to have 100 starts, or, you know, to be good enough. And it's when you go into percentages and stuff like that, and with me being a fifth round pick. I don't think a lot of people would have projected me to be a starter of 100 games. So I feel good and I feel blessed, and I feel like you know, that's a tribute to my family, to God, to, you know, to a lot of things, that a lot of factors that helped me to get to this day.
I want to be clear about something else too. Not only is, when you're a fifth round pick, there aren't too many guys that make it the way you have and get 100 starts like that, but also you've made an impact from the very beginning. I mean, you've been starting from the very beginning, so there's that as well. Also, before you go, you had a great tweet last week involving Thanksgiving, which read, quote, "If anything on your dinner table has the word casserole in it, never invite me over," end of quote. So how was Thanksgiving, and was anybody courageous enough to bring a casserole of any sort around you?
Oh, Thanksgiving was great, and no casseroles. No casseroles. I know a lot of people, you know, show me pictures of their casserole. That's what made me say it. You know, just seeing the what was it? Is it green bean casserole?
Thank you, dude.
Like that.
Thank you, dude. I'm so glad you said that.
I can't deal with that.
My man, I never, ever interrupt anybody because I don't want to be rude. Sorry I did that. But I was so excited that you just said that, because on the show before Thanksgiving, I said the one thing I'm not having is that green bean casserole, man. Never has anything been so overrated. Don't bring those fake fried onions and that green bean casserole. Exactly. You're so right about that, man. I'm so glad you said that. Is there any casserole at all that works that you're even open to?
I maybe need to do my research more, but I've only seen a certain amount of casseroles and things like that. So, I haven't dug deep into what classifies as a casserole, but I haven't seen any casseroles that I like so far.
Let me tell you something. Don't and forgive my use of language here, but a green bean, not Green Bay, green bean casserole classifies as ass, if you ask me, man. It just makes me mad, dude. It puts me in a bad mood. I'm so glad that you and I are on the same page on that. Really quickly, as long as we're talking food and Thanksgiving, what's your reaction when Matthew Judon was saying that macaroni and cheese is, quote, just cheese and noodles, so it's not good? Get that off the table. Yeah, I don't know about that. Where do you come out on that?
Yeah, he tripping. Him and Humphrey from Baltimore, they talk bad about macaroni, but I think they need to come to my house in Baltimore, because I'm from Baltimore, and then they both have roots in Baltimore, so they can come on over and have some of my mom's macaroni and cheese, and it won't disappoint.
My thing about that is those two dudes, good players, bad take. Good players, bad opinion. Adrian Amos, my guest, safety of the Packers. My man, great to have you on the show. That was a lot of fun. Really appreciate you. Yeah. Enjoy the bye week. Hope we can do it again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay,
that'd
be good. Adrian Amos. Isn't that amazing? He went right to the green bean casserole. But then again, it's not amazing. Because other than Dodger Jano, who likes that?